Director Comey is a very straightforward man. He's a very honest man. He keeps notes. And I know he keeps notes because he and I have a history.
Do you keep notes?
I do not. But he and I, back in March of 2004, were on different sides of a very important issue with regard to the president's surveillance program. We disagreed strongly. All right. And Jim was a worthy and honorable and honest opponent. And we came out of that after several months and righted it with a way forward that was mutually agreeable. And that's a separate story. The point I would just want to make is serious man. Careful man, note taker, very honorable, very honest. And so now he's got this audience in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee in open session, which he requested. He could have done this closed. Keep in mind the backdrop here. He was fired in a way that was almost, no, not almost, intentionally humiliating on the part of the president. And so I think he has a few things to say. That event I told you about that I had with him back in 2004, he finally testified about that in open session in 2007, and he had quite a dramatic flair. The limiting factor in all this is what former Director Mueller will allow him to say, because Bob Mueller is running the FBI investigation now.
What's the most important question he has to answer?
Fundamentally, what was your impression of your conversations with the president when it came to asking for your loyalty, and when it came to what he did or did not ask you with regard to Mike Flynn and the National Security Advisor in terms of your investigation? I know Director Comey a bit. I think he will be an absolutely accurate reporter of reality as he perceived it. That would be very valuable.
You're someone who is part of the intelligence community. I imagine you're still very much in connection with the intelligence community. What's the morale like?
Everybody below decks with an oar in their hand, they're rowing, and they're rowing hard. That's all they do. They serve the president. They serve the United States. I had one senior leader in the community tell me that he had one staff meeting, which everyone was kind of in a funk, and he said, all right, stop. Go back to your offices, open your desk drawer, pull out your oath, read it, and go back to work. That's pretty good advice, and I think that's the general condition in the American intelligence community. At the senior leadership level, I think they're still working hard to figure out the best way to serve this president, because after all presidents have their own personalities, have their own peculiarities, and it's up to the intelligence community to find out how to serve this president and make him as successful as we can make him.
What would be the advice you would give if you were still the director of the CIA?
I would try, as a community, support the community to get in dialogue with the president as much as possible. Obviously, truth-telling isn't essential. If you're not telling truth, skip all the other stuff. It's not worth being there. And I would work really hard to divine how this president learns. President Bush was a great reader, but he actually learned in the dialogue. President Obama, more reflective, learned in the quiet moment, a reader. Now, how does President Trump learn? Our job, figure it out and then do that.